Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
The Giants stink. The Jets, incredibly, might be worse. Are you just ready for football season to end? And you know what my response was? No. Like, here's the thing. I don't know if you feel like this. I love football so much that I'm willing to endure, don't appreciate it, don't enjoy it, but willing to endure the Giants and the Jets week in and week out and the football that continues to make you scratch your head just for the real football, just to watch the Chiefs, just to watch the Rams and the Saints and the Steelers, Chargers. Like, we realistically haven't had real football in this city, relevant football in this city, since the Giants were 11-5 two full seasons ago. Two full seasons ago now. Jets, it's been three seasons. So we've had two full years. The Jets last year, the Giants last year, the Jets this year, the Giants this year. Of really, and let's be fair, dreadful football. Awful football. And we have four more games of this very questionable football here. And we start with the Jets and the Giants. We'll kind of roll them both in. 800-919-3776, that's the number to get involved. And, you know, there's this article of Manish Mehta about Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan and what's the relationship and how soured is it. Does it really matter at this point? I mean, really? Does it really matter at this point, the relationship between Mike Maccagnan and Todd Bowles? You know, he knows that he's done. Todd Bowles not going to be back. There's no Todd Bowles next season. They've unequivocally moved on from that. Now, you might be of the mindset, let's move on now. There are some people that say, let him finish the season. It doesn't really matter. I mean, Todd Bowles probably going to finish the season. The Jets are probably going to finish at 3-13. And then you're definitely going to get a new head coach moving into next year. And therein lies the question. Now, a couple things. I heard Gordon talking about it this morning on his show from 7 to 9. Anita Marks will kind of pick up after me at noon. And the question is, do you trust Mike Maccagnan? You know, that has to be a realistic question. It does. Because if you look at the track record of what Mike Maccagnan has done or has not done, there's a lot that's left to be desired. I mean, realistically, if you look at the drafts of Mike Maccagnan and you run through year after year after year, the Devin Smiths of the world, the Christian Hackenbergs of the world, I mean, he has had, you know, you would assume that Leonard Williams falls to you at 6. That's an easy selection. If you can't hit on the 6th pick in the draft, you have some major issues. But you look at this draft looks like it's going to be a home run with Sam Darnold, and everyone likes him. You're excited by him. But Nathan Shepard, Christian Herndon, Christopher Herndon, I should say. Now, he's a nice player. He looks like he's going to be a legitimate tight end, someone the Jets haven't had in a long time. Nickerson's decent. Cannon looks like he might be something. But look at last year's draft. I mean, Adams is a stud. You know that. But then you go to, well, you better get a stud at 6. Marcus May, you have any confidence in him? He's given you two seasons. You know very little about him. Ardarius Stewart, Chad Hansen, Jordan Leggett, Dylan Donahue. I mean, what's Dylan Donahue's claim to fame right now? Right? Driving the wrong way in the tunnel. Eli McGuire. All right, he looks like he might be a nice player. Jeremy Clark and Derek Jones. Darren Lee. No, he's suspended for the final four games of the season, if you haven't heard. Christian Hackenberg, Jordan Jenkins, he's okay. Justin Burris, Brandon Schell, Lack Edwards, Sharon Peak. I mean, up and down this list, I don't think you can look at what Mike Maccagnan has done and unequivocally say, yeah, he's the guy I want to move forward with. But for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why, Todd Bowles has to be out, can't be back, defense doesn't play for him, he's awful. Mike Maccagnan, yeah, he returns. And I'm not pining to move on from Mike Maccagnan. I'm not. I just think that, you know, you have some real questions surrounding this organization. And this offseason, realistically, I think defines what the Jets are for the next, I don't know if you can, you know, put a number on it, but for a long time. I mean, you're going to bring in a new coach. What's the one thing that you feel? The one thing right now, Jamal Adams you like, Leonard Williams you like, but what's the one thing that you hang your hat on? The one thing the Giants can't, and that is you're pretty sure, you believe, you're hopeful at a minimum that you have your quarterback of the future. Well, you know what? If that's the case, then what head coach you bring in now may determine the success or lack thereof of Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has all the tools. He handles New York well. He's had a struggle this season at times, but that's not what the point is. The point is what coach, what offensive system, what offensive-minded coordinator can you bring in that will get the best out of Sam Darnold? Because you got to figure that he's capable. Now, how do you take the capabilities from that right shoulder and turn it into successful performance on the field? And do I have questions about Mike Maccagnan? I like Mike Maccagnan a lot. Sat with him. I think he's a great guy. He said, anytime you need anything, you let us, like, just a genuinely good guy. But genuinely good guys can be lacking when it comes to capabilities as GMs. And I'm not saying he is. I'm just not sure. That's what I'll say. Todd Bowles, I know that I don't want him here anymore. And there's no way that anyone, I don't even think anyone listening could say, no, hang on, Dave. Todd Bowles, he shouldn't go. Well, whether he should or shouldn't, he's not going to be here next year. And fairly enough, he shouldn't be here next year. But now you're going to do it again. Now you're going to, instead of having the GM and the coach come in together and be linked and tied together, you're going to have the GM here. The coach is going to come in new. Are they linked together? I don't know. Does Maccagnan get to choose this head coach? I don't know. How involved is the Johnson family? I don't know. What I do know is I think that this team has the quarterback of the future. So what coach do you put in place? What offensive system do you put in place to have the most success for this quarterback? Because let's be fair. Yeah, there's some talent on defense, but they're not great. And there's very little talent on offense right now. So you need a complete overhaul. And you look at the draft that Mike Maccagnan has had. Do you truly trust that he's the answer? And I think that I don't know. I mean, Devin Smith was a second-round pick. Look at his second-round picks. Devin Smith, would you say that hit? Christian Hackenberg, did that hit? Marcus May, has that hit? And he didn't have one this year. So I think the jury is really still out on this GM. But it really sounds like the Jets are going to move forward with him. For some reason, and I don't really know why, and I guess it's tied into the fact that people think that he gave you the quarterback of the future. But for some reason, Todd Bowles, awful, shouldn't be back, can't be back. You'd raise holy hell if he was. Mike Maccagnan, no. Here's your chair. This is your team. Get ready to run it. So that's where we are with the Jets, 800-919-3776. And tomorrow you're going to see the first of probably many, many, many duels between Josh Allen and Sam Darnold. The question remains, who's the better quarterback? And that's going to be throughout, you know, the next God knows how many years. Who's the better quarterback? Darnold, Allen. Now, from what I've seen so far this year, and again, this does not define who the better QB is. From what I've seen so far this year, Josh Allen looks so far like the better quarterback, but that remains to be seen, and I wouldn't bet on that. And in fact, if I were picking one of the two, I would probably take Sam Darnold still. But I've seen glimpses from all of these guys. I mean, you've seen glimpses of Mayfield. You've seen glimpses from Darnold. You've seen glimpses from Allen. You've seen glimpses from Rosen. All four. And I guess Lamar Jackson, too, although that's kind of a different animal, the way he plays the quarterback position. Like, that to me is not sustainable. He might give you the best chance to win tomorrow. He also gives you the best chance of not being healthy to play at all next season. So we start with the Jets. We'll get into the Giants. I mean, I'll give you the menu, but you know what it is. 10 o'clock, we'll do a football frenzy. 10:30, Stump Rothenberg. And how about this? And I was unaware of this until just moments ago. The creator, because I know you look at me as kind of a, I don't want to say genius, but, you know, at that level of, you know, Mensa-ish, right? But I didn't create the Stump Rothenberg segment, no. In fact, We will bring on who created the Stump Rothenberg segment moments before we play Stump Rothenberg at 10:30 this morning.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Do I sound like I'm in a peppy mood, Ty? Do I sound like I'm in a nice mood today? I would think so. And the question would be why, right? Why? It's kind of miserable out. It's cold. It's chilly. It's not a nice day out, although it is sunny. Why in such a nice mood? Well, that's a good question. Because Ben's team had a thrilling 34-31 victory yesterday, last night. And he was, I don't want to say dominant offensively, because that would be incorrect, but on the glass, that's sensational.
Give me some numbers.
I have to figure he probably had 15 rebounds.
So you don't know the exact stats?
I mean, I wasn't keeping stats.
It's your son. You're supposed to keep stats.
I was running the clock and the scoreboard during the game, of which I don't know if you heard that story from earlier this week.
No, I didn't hear it.
I thought you were a big fan of the show.
I am a big fan of the show.
And I told the story yesterday that I had to cheat a little bit last Saturday for third grade basketball. I mean, it's not something I'm proud of, but I had to just a little bit.
How'd you have to cheat?
I was running the clock, and maybe the clock wasn't running at all moments.
Oh, one of those.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we were the home team. Home team gets a little advantage, right? I mean, think about what they used to do at the Boston Garden. They would make it the opposing locker room like 98 degrees, right? So that these teams were, there's no air conditioning, right?
Fire alarms going off in the middle of the night at the visiting team's hotel.
You play to your advantage, exactly. So I was, you know, it was good for me. Very, very good for me. All right, 800 919-3776. So let's just roll with the Jets here. We'll get into the Giants as well. Really a lot to do. Now, do you look down on me because of that tie? That's
no,
the question.
I think that makes you a good parent.
You do, right?
Yeah, I think that
Canty,
makes you a good parent.
A childless Canty, I might add. Canty was like, oh, I can't believe you would do that. It's third grade basketball. You know, I'm just trying to give them the advantages that they deserve.
There's no integrity in sports when you're that young.
There's not?
No.
See, I should come older. To you when I have, like moral dilemmas.
Yeah, come to me. You can hit me up. Text me.
I think I should. All right, 800-919-3776. A lot of people want to talk about the Jets and the hierarchy. And here's the question. I guess this is interesting. And, Ty, I can start out by asking you and Keith as well. Do you trust Mike Maccagnan? You know, let's just leave it at that. We know Todd Bowles is going to be gone. We know there's going to be a new head coach. We know there's going to be a new offensive coordinator. We know the coaching staff is going to be completely revamped. Do you trust, as we sit here on December 8th, Ty, we'll start with you. Do you trust Mike Maccagnan?
Absolutely not.
So in a perfect world, you'd be fine if at the end of the year, the Jets just completely cleaned house.
He has to be gone. Because even if you're on the fence about him, whether fair or unfair, you can't trust him with $90 million of cap space and a top five draft pick. Because if he gets this wrong, it's setting your franchise back.
It does.
Then you've got to get a new GM, and now you've got a head coach who is not married to the GM. So you're in this never-ending cycle. You just got to can him.
You realize that that's not going to happen, right? You do realize that he will be back to run this organization next season.
But there's no justifying him coming back. there's no justification for it. And you can talk about Darnold, and you know that's the home run. But he fell into it because the Giants made a mistake.
Well, he didn't fall into it. I mean, he traded three twos to move up three spots. That's a big time move.
But Darnold was never going to be available. Darnold was never supposed to be available there.
Well, you know what? He was under the mindset, and he played the game of poker really well, that either Cleveland or the Giants was going to take Mayfield and Barkley, and that's exactly what happened.
It would have been interesting if the Browns took Bayfield.
Well, you know, it's combining. I mean, they should put Bayfield jerseys out there. You know, Baker Mayfield, you combine the whole thing.
They probably have more than three wins.
They do. They have four. Right? 800-919-3776. Let's get to some of the calls, see what they think. The Jets fan, the diehard, the people that bleed green and white think about Mike Maccagnan. Because Todd Bowles, we know. We don't really need to discuss him. We know that four games from now, he's not going to be here. Let's go to Victor in Jersey. Victor, you're on 98.7 ESPN. Victor.
It's not easy being green. It's not easy.
I can only imagine, Victor, green. What's on your mind today?
I believe that Mike Maccagnan has to go. I know he's not going to get fired. I know that. But I don't trust him. I believe that it will be a big mistake for this team to keep his services. He's just going to set us back already more than he has. With four drafts that he had these 4 years, we should be further along. And I think we all can agree on that. So that's all I want to say. Great show, man.
Thanks, Victor. The only thing I'll say is, and this is big, this is not like a side at a fancy restaurant. This is the stake, is you think you have the quarterback. And this is the first time in a very long time that as someone that roots for the Jets or just objectively watches the Jets, that you can say you think you have the quarterback. And you do. And that's a huge piece to the puzzle. Now, the question is, do you trust this guy with $100 million of free agency? Do you trust this guy to run your drafts appropriately? And the answer is, honestly, at a minimum, we don't know, to the maximum of I don't. Because I don't think there's anyone that could call right now and say, yes, I unequivocally trust him to run the organization. You can't, maybe you do. I don't know. I don't know what from what he's done leads you to believe that. I think it's one of two things. I do because he's got this organization heading in the right direction, or I don't. 800-919-3776. Tommy Lindenhurst. Tom, you're on 98.7. Come on, Tom, you're on. What's up, buddy? No? Couldn't get it done. Let's try Marv in the Bronx. We have an issue with the phones. Let's go to Marv in the Bronx. Marv, you're on 98.7. Now, Marv, too? Are we having an issue with the phones, guys? We are. Terrific. All right. Well, we don't need the phones at this moment. We can continue with the Jets conversation without. And guys, just let me know when the phones are actually working and functioning on all cylinders. You think they're good now? All right. We'll see. 800-919-3776. I'm trusting Ty and Keith, across the way. Let's go to Brian in Pearl River. Brian, you're on 98.7.
What's going on, bud? McKegnan's horrible. He's had horrible drafts. People say, he didn't pick Todd Bowles to be his coach. But he still took the job. You know, it was his decision to take the job knowing he wasn't going to hire the coach. So you got to make it work. If that's your only option, you got to make it work.
Yeah, you but know, how many – I mean, you don't think that there are Hall of Fame GMs, Brian, that are forced on a coach that may not be capable of being a head coach in this league that would not succeed?
No, of course I do.
So you say you just got to make it work, just blindly make it work with a guy that's maybe – I mean, look, I think it's fair to say that Todd Bowles has shown in his time here that, I mean, at best, he was not capable here in New York. Maybe there's another spot. Maybe he's a defensive coordinator. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe Todd Bowles just isn't an NFL head coach. Maybe Todd Bowles is an NFL really big-time, you know, defensive-minded coordinator.
I think I don't think the defense is as bad as everybody's making it out to be. I think they're on the field too much.
They are.
They lead the league in three and outs.
Brian, are they a disciplined team?
No.
I mean, how many times do you watch the Jets and you want to rip your hair out from the roots because they make a stupid play or a boneheaded play or an undisciplined play? How many times?
No, it's all the time. I'm a season ticket holder for 10 years. I don't even go to the games anymore.
So what do you do with your tickets?
Give them away.
You nobody will even buy them. You just hand them away.
No, I give them to family, but I give them away.
So you won't go. You know? So you're done for the season.
I'm done for the season. I go.
Now,
to the
can
first
you
games,
can you see then, the light at the end of the tunnel or no?
I think they got to start drafting properly. They draft defense every single year in the first few rounds. You can't do it. You can't build it. It's an offensive driven league.
But why do you think that's been like that? Why do you think they've taken defense? I'm sure the head coach has made it very, very well understood. I need defense here. I mean, look, it's always defense here. Last year, your first and second round pick were defense.
Problem.
Well, you're going to have to move past it. The problem is, Brian, and thanks for the phone. The problem is the defense is nothing to write home about. That's the problem. You'd think if you were spending draft picks on, you know, Darren Lee and Jamal Adams and Leonard Williams and Lorenzo Maldon and just, you know, Jordan Jenkins and Marcus May, that the defense would be good. They're fine. That's the best I can say. They're fine. You know, I know they were out on the field a ton. They had a 3-point lead last week. 2 minutes to go in the game. And Marcus Mariota, not Joe Montana, not Drew Brees, not Patrick Mahomes. No. Marcus Mariota led to the field, waning seconds, touchdown. I don't trust you. Do you trust this defense? You can't say that you do, because you don't. This is an average defense, is what they are. 800-919-3776. Keep the Jets calls rolling in. We finally seemingly have the phone lines fixed, which is nice. And we'll slowly morph into a little Giants conversation. And the lack of belief in the Jets, I don't think it's much better on the other side of the stadium.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question. Call now at 800-919-3776 or tweet at Rothenberg ESPN, hashtag football frenzy, and ask us your NFL questions.
And the football frenzy brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, 800-919-3776. Let's go rapid fire. We're going to go around the horn. Keith's going to ask some, and Ty's going to ask some, and you guys on the line are going to ask them. 800-919-3776 on Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN, where I'm getting a lot of, you know, very relatable love, right? Everyone understands what it's like to be just a fanatical sports fan this day and age. Let's start with Danny in Riverdale. Danny, you're on the frenzy. Go ahead, buddy.
On the 1 yard line, who do you give the ball to? Who do you give the ball to? Go Buchanan.
Oh, I love this guy. This is the lunatic that always calls with this same Go Buchanan. Who's Buchanan that he's rooting for? Donnie in Jersey. Donnie, you're on the frenzy.
Yes, sir. Do you think Tony Romo would be a good coach for the Jets?
Do I think Tony Romo would be a good coach for the Jets? No, I don't think Tony Romo would be the answer. Tony Romo's a good broadcaster, and I think we'll leave it at that. All right, not the best way that we started the frenzy this morning. 800-919-3776. So let Ty, do you have a question that can get us on track here?
All right, let's get us on track.
Yeah, please, if you would.
I have a question about the NFC East. Big game for the Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
I picked the Eagles +3. They had their backs firmly up against the wall against the Giants 2 weeks ago, and they answered the bell. Now, I don't trust their secondary, but you know what? I don't trust the quarterback of Dallas to exploit that secondary, so I'm going to take the Eagles, and I think they actually win the game outright. And today's Football Frenzy also brought to you by Jaguar Huntington. 800-919-3776. Howie Queens, Frenzy, go.
Yeah, I wanted to know, do you think Saquon Barkley's improvement in running the ball has been because of the offensive line play or because he's changed his style going more north to south?
I think it's probably a combination of the both. I think the offensive line has clearly been better, especially run blocking. And I think that Brown, the right guard that they acquired from the Rams, has been a nice little piece. And you know, Solder and Hernandez, they've done well. And I think that he, as you would imagine, as the course of a rookie year goes on, would see the game a little bit slower and be able to do his thing, and that's happened as well. Alpha in Brooklyn. Alpha, you're on the frenzy.
Do the Knicks make a trade for John Wall?
They better not. I'll tell you that. If the Knicks make a trade for John Wall, I'm done. It also doesn't, you know, encompass the football frenzy, but I'll answer that question. Leonidas in Brooklyn. Leonidas, you're on the frenzy.
Do the Jets need more of a pass rusher or offensive line?
Pass rusher. You have to. I'm telling you, I know everyone, Lev Bell, bring him in, change the dynamic, all that. And yes, that's true. But if I'm the Jets, the first day at midnight on whatever that is, DeMarcus Lawrence, here's a blank check. You fill it in and you come to this team. Because that changes the entire dynamic of the organization. Could you imagine if you got a bookend, like just a guy that you could put on the left side and the right side that can get the edge and get to the quarterback? Changes everything. Jack in the car. Jack, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, best survivor pool options left, Broncos and Steelers. Who has the best? Who is the lock and who has the more chance to be upset?
The Steelers have lost two in a row. They still go to New Orleans and they host New England. If you lose to Oakland tomorrow, you're now 7-5-1. You have a real chance to lose seven games. You know, you're not going to get in. Steelers will win that game. They're an 11-point favorite as well. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Jose in Jersey. Jose, you're on the Frenzy.
Hey, what's going on? This is a quick fantasy question. I got Tom Brady in the first round of the playoffs this weekend. Right. But honestly, I don't trust him at all. And I feel like, do you think I should like substitute either Josh Allen or like a Lamar Jackson or even Baker Mayfield for Tom Brady? Like, he's underperformed all season.
No, I still think you go with Brady. Now, if you told me you had Jameis Winston, I would give that some serious thought. But Josh Allen, no. Lamar Jackson, I mean, listen, the thing about Lamar Jackson and Allen, for that matter, is they're going to give you additional points for rushing. You know, what Josh Allen did last week, he gave you, 130 rushing yards? That's two touchdowns. So if he gives you two touchdowns throwing and then an additional, you know, kind of in quotes, two touchdowns running, but I still think you can't go away from Brady in the playoffs. Kevin in Rockland, you're on the Frenzy, Kev.
10-man PPR, Deshaun Watson against Indianapolis, Russell Wilson against Minnesota Monday night. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you got to go Russell Wilson. He's too good. He's too big of a piece of that offense. John in Westchester. Johnny, you're on the Frenzy.
Do the Patriots earn a bye this year?
Yeah, I think that they do. I mean, they only have one game, which you look at is really daunting. And they have the tiebreaker against Houston. And the Steelers are now a game and a half behind them. So you'd have to believe that New England, as they always do, winds up with another bye. Really, what they're going to have is a home game against either Pittsburgh or Houston and probably a road game in Kansas City to get to the Super Bowl. Keith, are you playing in this Frenzy?
I like it. I've been sitting here waiting.
Well, I didn't know. Who knows with you, Keith? What's your question?
Of the four teams in contention for that last spot in the AFC wildcard race, who is going to catch the Ravens?
I mean, are you giving me the Dolphins as one of these teams?
Yes, they're one of those four teams.
You're giving me the Titans as one of those teams?
Titans, the Broncos, the Dolphins.
Ugh. I don't think anybody catches the Ravens. I think the Ravens get in. Do I have to give you someone?
The Colts are in there as well. Yes, give me one. That's the most likely.
The most likely to catch the Ravens. It's not the, I guess, Tennessee. Tennessee's already 7-6, and they're probably the most complete team. It can't be Miami. Miami's just not good enough. John in the car. You're up, John, on the Frenzy.
I want to know, what do you think is the odds of Tom Brady getting another ring this season?
I mean, I could tell you the odds if I went to, you know, Vegas and looked them up. We can ask RJ Bell that question at 11 o'clock this morning. I think the odds are, I don't know, 6-1, 5-1, something like that. They're going to have a home game. They'll win that. They'll have to go to Kansas City and win. And then they'll be in the Super Bowl. They'll have to win three games. Do you know this, and we'll end the Frenzy with this, that there's a better chance in the entirety of his career? Think about this for a second, Keith. I know you're a scholar and someone that likes to add knowledge into your mind. There is a considerably better chance, odds-wise, throughout his career, that Tom Brady will be in the AFC Championship game than not. How about that?
That's incredible.
There's a better chance, statistically, that Tom Brady is one of four teams left. You have teams that, I mean, that can't win a playoff game. The Lions have won one playoff game in the last 60 years. And there's a better chance that Tom Brady goes to the AFC Championship game than he doesn't.
Did you see right. this, Dave?
Todd, let me give you a quick read, and then you'll tell me. That Football Frenzy brought to you by Jaguar Huntington. Drive off in style at Jaguar Huntington during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event with enticing offers and complimentary schedule maintenance for 5 years or 60,000 miles. Treat yourself at Jaguar Huntington, 1249 East Jericho Turnpike, jaguarhuntington.com. Go ahead, Ty.
The combination of Brady and Belichick have only played wild card weekend three times.
Otherwise, it's a bye.
Otherwise, it's a bye.
They're unbelievable. I mean, you must, as a Jets fan, Ty, just absolutely detest New England.
It's incredible what they've done, and as a football fan, you obviously admire it. But yes, to your point, it's nauseating to see them every single year go to at least the AFC Championship game. Whereas a Jet fan, you rave about, oh, we went to back-to-back AFC Championship games. Meanwhile, New England's winning Super Bowls every other year.
By the way, the Football Frenzy also, multiple sponsors. This is a very hot, hot segment. Also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on right now at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. Stop in or visit them online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, a proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, driven to perfection since 1968. So, Ty, you're a man that's engaged, yes?
Yes, I am.
We're very excited about that at the station. And
of course.
It's constantly discussed. I mean, that, without fail, we discuss your engagement and taking steps in life and all these wonderful things. You know, if you were to get married on Super Bowl Sunday, you could probably have the wedding for half of what you'll pay in July.
Yeah, but it's just not worth it.
But why not?
Because you're, what are you trying to overcome the financial in exchange for like the quality of the wedding?
And there you have it. And Ty, you've put it perfectly for me. Because every Sunday for me is Super Bowl Sunday. So you ask me to go to a funeral or go to a wedding or attend a kid's event, I can't do it. You're asking me to give up Super Bowl Sunday.
That is an embarrassing take on your part.
What a genius, high level, high quality analysis of what goes on in my brain. There's a good chance I would have a seizure. If I went to that funeral, I could have been in the ground right next to that poor man that was in the ground. Cause I would have had a seizure not knowing what's going on in the football game.
Or there's a chance that you can get saved and like the preacher can do some prayer and.
The preacher,
and,
yeah.
I was going
to a preaching funeral.
Well, there's going to be a preacher. He's going to speak. He's going to eulogize the funeral. So maybe.
Well, I don't think he's going to preach. It'd be a rabbi who'd come and you'd look down and you'd go through the motions. And as I was sitting there and this guy is being buried, I think, oh my God, what's happening in the Giants game right now? Oh dear God, what could be happening in the Jets game right now?
I think
it'd be horrible for my well-being.
I think you would be delivered from your illness.
I don't think so. I don't think I can be saved.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply face, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
All right, and Stump Rothenberg is brought to you by Jaguar of Glen Cove. So as we said, if you're just tuning in, it is Stump Rothenberg. Anything goes as far as the questions are concerned. Keith King, my esteemed board op slash producer of the show, this is your baby. Like years ago, you said, Dave, you're such a genius. We need to find a way to bring it to the forefront so everyone can see it. You came up with this. So I'd like to give you the honors. Would you like to start this edition of Stump Rothenberg?
Yes, that'll be great. And the thing that impresses me most about this segment, Dave, is that your knowledge outside of sports is, I don't know where you get it from. I don't know if it's the Google. Some people are accusing you of
but
Google.
You know that, you know what? Why would you bring that up when you know that that's not true?
I don't think it's true. No, I've seen you in studio answer these questions. So I'm going to start off outside of sports.
Okay.
We just laid our former president, George H.W. Bush, to rest.
Mm-hmm.
He is the second president to be the father of a president. And so who was the first president to be the father of a president?
Adams.
That is correct.
Yeah. And this is what we do. Now, there's supposed to be a sound effect, which makes it even more impressive when I get it correct. Right? Like a woo-hoo-hoo, and the man like yells and there's a bell.
It's
and
been
a
while since I've done this.
Well, you might want to bring that up because that, because it's a very important piece of Stump Rothenberg. There's an when I'm wrong, which always is played very violently and loudly, and then there's a very excitable bell and buzzer and noises when I get it correct. So one, me, zero, you. Let's go to Spike in Jersey. Spike, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, my friend. I'm going to redeem myself for incorrect information last week. The Major League Baseball, the National Football League, and the NBA all made major changes in the following years. Major League Baseball, 1969, what was the big change?
Raise the mound.
National Football League, 1978. Mm. That's going to be the tough one.
1978, NFL changed to the rules.
A little outside the box, not so much rules, but it's pertinent.
It's pertinent.
You want me to go to the basketball and you come back?
I don't think I'm going to get the NFL.
I think you will.
Yep. All right, go ahead.
All right, I'll go to the NBA, 1979.
Three-point shot.
Okay, go back to the National Football League. There was a major change in 1978.
Is it, you have to, I don't think this is going to be it. Is it, you have to, if you fumble in the final 2 minutes, you have to recover your own fumble in the end zone?
No, they, I'll have to tell you, they went from 14 to 16 games.
Oh, all right, that's good. That's a good job. Now, it was a three-part question. I get two parts correct. Do I succeed or did I fail?
We need two bells. Hit the bell.
Hit the bell? He doesn't have the bell. He's completely unprepared. No, the bell, Keith. You're misunderstanding. The bell.
I heard the wrong answer.
He asked a three. Are three-part questions allowable?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's a three-part question, so I get two right and I get it wrong? No, it's not a one. Keith. It was a three-part question.
Nah, you get it wrong.
Ty, you like to watch me fail. Keith is he's a fan. Andy and Merrick. Andy, you love this segment. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Happy Heisman Day, Dave.
Happy Heisman Day, Andy.
Here's your Heisman Trophy question.
Uh-huh.
As a football savant, you know O.J. Simpson garnered the most first-place votes of any Heisman Trophy winner. However, he does not hold the record for the highest percentage of votes for a Heisman Trophy winner. Which winner would that be?
Oh, my goodness. The highest percentage of first-place votes?
Not the highest percentage of first-place votes. The highest percentage of possible points available in a year.
I don't think I'm going to get this.
And that varies because there's different Heisman voters each year.
Troy Smith had a lot.
Oh, my God. You're insanely...
Is that right?
That is absolutely right.
Oh, I mean, come on. I mean, look at this. And that was basically a guess. But I can't... I just oozes. I can't help it. Keith, you're impressed by that, aren't you?
I am. I mean, at first, I was like, when you're like, no, I don't think I'm going to get it. I'm like, wow, you're really struggling.
Wi-Fi working pretty good today, huh?
That's fine, Ty. See, you want to go in that avenue. Keith knows better. Keith knows that there's no cheating. And that was instantaneous.
You may cheat in third grade basketball, but you're not cheating Stump Rothenberg.
That's right. And you know what? And this is why you should know I'm not cheating, because I admit to doing nefarious things in other areas of life. But not this. This is an honest assessment of one's knowledge. Mike in Farmingdale. Mike, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Dave, what's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, what's the genre? Where are we going here?
General knowledge, bro.
Oh, general knowledge. Go ahead.
Yep. Which insect is responsible for human deaths?
I didn't hear the question. Which insect is what?
Responsible for the most human deaths.
Is it the bee?
No.
The mosquito.
Yeah.
The mosquito. Yeah. There you go. So that's right. I mean, you know, get two guesses at least. Phil in Long Island. Phil, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. Love the show, buddy.
Thank you, Phil. What's your question today?
On the Pep Boys logo, there are three guys. What are their names?
Oh, my God. yeah, I mean,
You drive past it all the time, right?
I know, and the one guy has a mustache, but I don't know their names.
Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Is that right?
The Pep Boys, yeah.
Yeah, no, I, you got me there.
That's a phenomenal question, by the way.
Yeah, it's a terrible question. What are the guys' names on the Pep Boys package?
You never think about it, but it makes you.
Oh yeah, it makes you think.
Yeah.
You know what? A guy could call up and ask anything that I don't know, and you would say, "Boy, that's just a sensational question, right?"
I think it was a great question.
I mean, you think it was a great question. So, what are their names? Do you have no idea, Ty?
It's like Moe, Joe, and something else.
No, at least remember it. It's Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Yeah, I got Mo correct. One for three. In your book, that's getting it right if it's a three-part question.
No. Well, first of all, it was a multiple-answered question, but you know that that's a ridiculous question.
And I just Googled it to verify that question is correct.
Is that right? At least you're doing your due diligence back there. All right, Rob in Manhattan. Rob, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning. This is a history question, Dave.
Now, I know your voice. You tend to ask horrendous questions, Rob.
No, but come on. Every history question I've asked you is a legitimate question.
All right.
But this is a history question.
Go ahead.
The United States became an independent country in 1783 when we rebelled from Britain. What was the first attempt at secession from the Union?
What year?
Well, if you know the year, but what was the first attempt? What was the first attempt to secede from the Union?
I don't know. I'm going to say it was in 1860. I'm going to say it was under Lincoln.
It was 1780. It was 1784. It was the attempt of Western North Carolina and parts of East Tennessee to become the state of Franklin. They went to Congress, and it was defeated by one vote. They then started a minor civil war in that part of Western North Carolina.
All right, Rob. I didn't get it right. I appreciate you filling everyone in on what the correct answer is, and we'll move on. 800-919-3776. Let's go to John in Brooklyn. John, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Yes, Dave. Who holds the record? This is a hockey question.
Yeah.
Who holds the record for being on the most Stanley Cup winning teams? What team is it, and who is the player?
All right, it's either Toronto.
No.
It's Montreal, then.
Yes.
And you want the player, though.
And how many Stanley Cup does this player have? The most in NHL history as a player.
10?
You're close.
I would say Jean Beliveau in 10.
It's Henri Richard with 11, the brother of Maurice Richard.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got the Montreal part of it, so don't be so aggressive with the getting it buzzed there. All right, let's go to John on Long Island and end this on a high note. John, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. What year did Batman make his first appearance in the comic books?
Oh, my God. This is a guess. I'm going to say 1953.
No, it was 1939 in the comics of Detective Comics, number 27 in May.
How about that?
Phenomenal question.
Anything that I don't know is a phenomenal question.
You showed yourself today. Great performance out of you.
Well, I think the movie Batman came out in 1989, right? So you don't know that. This is the minutiae that I provide. You want to ask me one more, Ty, or you haven't asked one today, have you?
Yeah.
You want to ask one?
How about this gem from Darren Ravel? I need you to give me the top five highest grossing football movies ever. Noted, they are adjusted for inflation. So the top five highest grossing football movies ever.
The Longest Yard.
Okay, that's third.
Okay. Remember the Titans.
That is fourth.
All right. The Blind Side.
That is number one on the list.
Varsity Blues.
That is incorrect.
It's a five-part question. You can't buzz me when I get three out of four right. Any Given Sunday.
That is number five on the list. No, no. This one's the easiest one. Or should
we
be.
Are Marshall.
No.
You say it so snidely. No. The Waterboy.
That is number two on the list.
Uh-huh.
The Blind Side, The Waterboy, The Longest Yard, Remember the Titans, and Any Given Sunday. That is
and
one through five.
Overall, I would say an average performance. Moderately successful with some misses strewn in along the way.
I remember you being much smarter back in the day.
Oh, you're mean.
Dave.
You're a mean guy. Now, Stump Rothenberg is brought to you by Jaguar Glen Cove. Drive off in style at Jaguar Glen Cove during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event with enticing offers and complimentary scheduled maintenance for 5 years or 60,000 miles. Treat yourself at Jaguar Glen Cove, 78 Cedar Swamp Road, jaguarglencove.com.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
RJ live in Las Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And, of course, the founder of the world-renowned pregame.com. You say, what is that? It's the odds provider for all sorts of sites, including the official odds provider of the Associated Press. So you're big time, RJ.
Well, you know, 750 newspapers a day with the AP.
Really?
USA Today in the mix.
Who even knew that there were even 750 newspapers in existence anymore?
Well, listen, you're in the town with the most newspapers. I wouldn't be demeaning that story tradition of print journalism.
Well, I love print journalism. I'm just saying it's
apparently
sadly,
not.
I love it. Adore it. Sadly going by the wayside, it feels like. All right. You said yesterday that on a neutral field, this would be the one team that would be underdog against anyone, which I guess in hindsight makes sense, but off the top is shocking, and that's the Redskins at 6-6.
Yeah, and you're right. The record is good. Obviously, the quarter or better than you would think for the worst team in the NFL in the eyes of Vegas. But it's all about two things, not just one. Quarterback. So it was a, you know, starter, Alex Smith to Colt McCoy was about a 3-point downgrade for the Skins. And now to Sanchez is another 3 points. And that's a big drop from a backup to a third stringer.
I thought that I saw the Redskins favored by 3 and now the Giants are favored by 3.
You know, everyone floating around that Redskins 3, I didn't see that anywhere. Okay. So, and again, maybe a one-off place it was, but the consensus really, and but there is a second reason with the Skins, which is the O-line. I mean, it has been cluster injuries, really devastated, and they lost two more linemen. So now you're going backups to backups on the line with a bad quarterback? Ooh-wee. So assuming the Giants, and I've been asked this a bunch, is what's the motivation for the Giants? And I told them, think about this. They lost really badly last year, right? Bad record. If they can finish a year, let's say 3-1 from here, that would be a 6-2 finish. How much differently is the offseason when it comes to the pressure cooker that's New York?
Yeah, and I don't think that's fair. What's the motivation for the Giants? Because what was the motivation for the Giants last week against the Bears? And they played a good game.
But what we tend to see is if a team's out of the playoffs, effort is hit or miss. Look at Jacksonville. They played as hard as I've seen them play in years last week against Andrew Luck. And how hard did they, I mean, you could say, oh, they lost, but they played hard. I think if you watch that defense on Thursday night, Jacksonville was not playing hard. So
you like the Giants giving 3.5 in this one?
I do. There's not any value on it. This is just a directional play that I just think Washington's so bad that maybe there's just not enough adjustment.
All right, Texans are giving 5 against the Colts. In the picks that I do against the guys, Rick and Chris, on Friday, I took Indy. And maybe I'm wrong. I just do not believe that Houston is that good, and I want to be there when it falls off.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is one of my better plays of the year, the Colts. And remember, we always say it, even the best plays are going to win 60% at best, if you're lucky. So be careful. But here's the rationale. Let's think about this a second. The Browns were 5-point underdogs to the Texans in Houston last week. Now the Colts are 5-point underdogs. I don't think any NFL fan thinks the Browns are better than the Colts. I'd make the case the Colts are 3.5 points better. So this is just a sign Colts got shut out, and that's something that people get sour. They don't want to be on that team next week, even if it's Andrew Luck. And also, the fact that Houston now has won 9 straight games, and that is the conversation. I think there's a ton of value on the Colts.
And if the Colts have any last chance of getting into the postseason, it has to start tomorrow.
I agree. Add that, too, is they are competitive right now, especially with the Ravens, with a tough schedule to finish the year and playing as a significant underdog this week. Colts are looking, thinking, Ravens lose, we win, we're right in this thing.
Let's go to OJ in Old Bridge. OJ, you're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Hey, you both. Quick question, RJ. We talk a lot about, you know, with the hook, if there's an extra half a point that we don't like the Ravens, if it was at 7, we'd like the Chiefs, but at 6.5, we like the Ravens. Are you a fan of buying that extra half a point to bring the spread to where you like it?
Almost never, and I think it's just safe to say never. And here's why. They sell it to you for more than it's worth. So let's use an example. The number 3 is worth about 20 cents. It's the most valuable number in the NFL. Places will sell it to you for either 25 cents or 30. So another way to ask your question is, should I buy something for more than it's worth? And the answer, if you're looking for value, is always no. The one exception would be if you're doing it just for fun and the psychological negative of losing a game that you could have pushed if you had just bought it. If that makes it more enjoyable for you, do it. Just know financially it's not the right move.
All right, let me follow that up with something I've always wondered. I never buy it, and my buddy's always like, you got to buy the insurance. I never buy insurance in blackjack. Am I right?
You know, I'm not a blackjack expert, but I do know that there's one situation where if you're counting cards and if the count's a certain way, that insurance actually makes sense or surrender, but it's something where it's a very niche situation. So in general, no.
All right, Panthers, Browns, Carolina has been horrendous. They were 6-2. They're now 6-6. They lose their starting tight end for the rest of the season, Greg Olsen. Cam Newton, admittedly, is playing with a sore shoulder. Do they cover the two?
This is a game I've really swung on this week. Early in the week, I would have said the following. I would have said, Carolina is so much better than their record. They've actually been statistically dominant the last four games. Not just a little bit better than the opposition, but significantly better. And they're 0-4. Typically, the public, obsessed with the scoreboard, they think, oh my gosh, that's a situation where I've got to get away from Carolina. They get cheap, and thus there's value. Here's why I actually like the Browns. One, I see Carolina panicking. And if you think about it, here's why, or at least the signs of it. They fired two defensive coaches, and now Riverboat Ron is calling the defense this week? Well, if he was the better defensive coordinator, why isn't he the D coordinator the whole year, right? So this feels like the team's looking around with new ownership saying, wait, this new ownership's analytically driven. You know, Rivera's more old school. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Rivera that's causing him to make bad decisions. On the other hand, I don't think Carolina's particularly cheap. If you actually look at the odds and think about, you know, the idea that Carolina is favored by 2 points on the road, that means Carolina at home in this game against the Browns would be favored by 8. I don't think that's cheap at all. So in general, I now have gone to the Browns because of those two factors.
All right, you know what I love? When on our show during the course of the week, we make statements, and then you join us just to hammer home the point that we've been saying all week is accurate. We've been saying all week how Packers laying the 5. We love it because this is a statement game for none other than Aaron Rodgers, right? The coach that he wanted to be gone is finally gone. They're home. They're giving 5. Point proven, hopefully coming for the Packers this week and Aaron Rodgers. And you joined us yesterday and pretty much echoed those sentiments.
I agree. And here's the premise that makes it make sense. Makes it make sense that Aaron Rodgers has another gear. It's the fact that I believe Aaron Rodgers hasn't played up to his full potential this season. Meaning if he had played naturally hard and then you say, well, he wants to play extra hard, I might say, well, you know, the difference between naturally hard and extra hard is pretty modest. But if he's playing, let's say, 20, and again, I don't even want to put percentages, but some level below that full effort. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean he's trying to throw the game. What I mean is if you look at throwaways, right, where you just purposely throw the ball out of bounds, Aaron Rodgers has more than any quarterback in the NFL. How could an elite mobile quarterback have more of those? It's him saying, I'm not going to get myself killed to make this crappy offense look good. And we now are hearing about the faces he's making. I mean, even if you don't agree with the play call, do you really think making faces during the game that your teammates can see is going to help you win? So now I think the distance from where Aaron Rodgers has been to where he will be now that the stakes have increased for him because his reputation's on the line now that McCarthy's gone, I think that's a huge difference. And I think this line is being set based on the season of Green Bay, not based on what we're going to see this week. And I don't like Atlanta's motivation at all. So I agree with you. I do like Green Bay. One caveat, though, the line has been dropping. I mean, it's down to 4. So far, the sharp money seems to like Atlanta. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
All right. Jets, Bills, you gave us the Giants. You'd like them to cover the 3.5. Now, Jets, Bills is 3, maybe 3.5 in some spots. Explain this to me. Josh Allen is better than Matt Barkley. Sam Darnold in cold weather. The Jets have been horrendous of late. Why is this not run to the window and bet on Buffalo?
Well, I tell you this, at 3, I would. In the Super Contest, at 3, one of our picks, and that was the line on Wednesday, one of our picks is the Bills. That said, the line's up to 4 now in most places. 3s are long gone. And I think it's what you're saying. I think it's mostly about Josh Allen. When you have a non-playoff team in the last quarter of the season, the big question is, what's the motivation? Now, if there's not obvious motivation, it doesn't mean the team's not going to play well. It just means there's a real chance they'll be flat. I think with Buffalo, one of the ways you have obvious motivation is a young quarterback, a rookie in this case, who is surging. And I think we saw it with Jimmy G last year with the 49ers. They were out of the playoffs. They started winning, and that team got excited. So now Buffalo's been winning. And Josh Allen, by the way, last 2 weeks of the season, the third leading rusher in the NFL, Josh Allen, 234 yards. Last week, QBR, ESPN's quarterback rating, fourth highest. So you're running well, you're passing well, you're excited. It's against opposite, you know, it's against a division opponent. Now, do we have for sure who's going to start at quarterback?
I mean, it's supposed to be Darnold, but they haven't actually announced him as of yet.
And I'll be honest, I am in the minority here. I think this week, if it's Darnold, it's a negative for the Jets. Because if we don't know for sure, it means he's not 100%. So even at 95%, you got to...
say he's 100%.
Then why wouldn't he have started
That's what makes it even more puzzling. I don't know. It feels like it's very strange with the Jets right now.
And if that's the case... that's even more of a sign. If he were 100% last week and he didn't start, that kind of vote of no confidence. How does that affect your rookie? So to me, I think there's a lot of questions with the Jets and not as many with the Bills. And quite frankly, I think the Bills have a really good coach. And as I heard you say before the show, as I was before this hour, you know, what odds would I have to give you that your head coach is coming back for the Jets? Would you take 5-1?
No.
10-1?
Nope.
See, so disruption. And
would you?
I don't know enough. You know, you're in the echo chamber, right? So
I mean, the understanding is that there is no chance that he's coming back.
Okay, so now you get the substitute teacher effect. It's like we've been hearing this guy for years. It hasn't worked, blah, 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 blah.
Which I think is true, because if you watch the Jets this year, you've seen a lot of the same undisciplined, penalty-filled games.
And you saw them, let's be candid, if you look at their performance against the Browns, in hindsight, that's a good performance, right? The Browns are an average team, let's say, right? And they went in there, and Darnold, it was a shootout, and Browns won by three. So it seems like this Jets team is very emotional. Obviously, that first Monday night was shockingly good. And then we've seen some horrendous performances. So to me, I generally start questioning a team's motivation when you see extreme highs and extreme lows.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.